Audio morning brief for the U.S. stock market at 7:57 a.m. Eastern Time, July 26. I'm Rich Paz for Critical Point. Okay, today at 2 o'clock, the Federal Reserve will tell us whether they're raising rates or not. I'm going with the idea they would probably raise a quarter of a point. I think the market is assuming it probably will. But I think the market's also entertaining the possibility they would do nothing. I think the market's thinking this will be the last raise if they do it, but there's a good possibility they're going to raise us more, and the Fed Reserve, I think, is going to discourage people today to imply they can raise longer and more. I think they're also going to say it may take a year before they drop interest rates, so they're going to push that. I think they're going to do whatever they can do to knock the stock market down, keep cooling off the economy, but I think they're going to fail, okay? I don't think it's going to work. I don't think the market cares. I think the market knows the Fed Reserve game, and they're saying eventually the Fed Reserve has to give in. Reason is inflation's coming down. Now, it has turned on the daily Trueflation that you can find at the Trueflation.com site. They basically are, it has rebounded some. It's been down to like 2.1, but has rebounded to 2.5. That's okay. I think that's normal fluctuation. We'll discuss that tomorrow in the weekly update. Any rate, in the stock market, S&P 500 cash yesterday made a new high for the year. Fantastic. Now, they immediately sold it a little bit going into the close. But what the model is saying, that's that structure compared to the prior high of the year, that's not correct for a late level three top and a lengthy decline. So the model is saying we probably called it right that the bottom was this Monday. And to be safe, you can go back a little before then and use the price low of July 20th at 4527.56 and assume the market is not going to go below that anytime soon. It could be a long, long ways off, okay? But it may come near it, and there's still a little bit of a leftover gap that I don't think anybody's paying any attention to. The market did try to fill it somewhat, but it's around 45.38. Now, granted, we still have old gaps around 44.80s. We have a gigantic sore thumb gap around 44.50s. But I think the market is over and done with it. I think it said, hey, you had your chance to knock it down. You didn't find negative news. You didn't get the job done. So give up on that. I really like this new high for the year. I think this market's going higher into next week for the level three trend that turned up this week. Okay. Now, that's going to be one increment of larger level two, level one trends that I believed bottomed sooner than what we stated, but warned it could occur. And I think we revised soon enough on that, got caught up enough on that. So I'm very pleased and proud of it. And bottom line is, I think this market's going higher in September. I think August is an up month. I think we're looking at 4,600s, 4,700s. I think by year end, we're looking at 4,700, 4,800s, and maybe even a minor record high. Okay? So at any rate, the level three trend ought to be up in the next week. Now, if it's going to be up in the next week, and we're saying, well, it's unlikely to go to that price low I gave you, then what that means is any selling today, and perhaps even into tomorrow if they don't like the Fed Reserve, it's not going to last long, number one. Number two, it's got to be pretty much contained, meaning I don't think it goes much below 45.40. And it may not even go down. And what I'm thinking is if it takes out yesterday's high, yippee skippy, I mean, it ought to be higher next week. It ought to be higher into September. And so I just don't think the Federal Reserve can really beat this market up. Day traders, maybe they can get the power there as all the other traders just step on the sidelines and watch and listen to the Fed and allows the day traders and the computers to knock it down. But I think it's going to be a buy the dip moment and everybody just goes back in and buys it. So I think there's more upside coming here. And just watch the high of the year is at 4580.62. I think you see that. We're on our way to 4630s, something like that. I'll explain that tomorrow in the weekly update tomorrow. So I don't have anything else to say other than the level four for the model, specifically using the futures model, which is a little better, more accurate and detailed, is suggesting the market is going to bottom today. For level four, it ought to be higher tomorrow. So does it bottom now into 2 o'clock? Does it bottom for a last little slap down after 2 o'clock? If the market were to stay down in today's close, I still think it'll be up tomorrow. Okay? So I really like the fact that the market moved to a new high, and I just don't see anything holding this market back right now. I just don't think the Fed, they can raise a quarter point, and I think this market's going to say, okay, we're good with this, and they can scream and holler all they want that they're going to raise it again. I wouldn't be surprised they'll scare us enough instead of, I think last time they said they might raise two more times and then not lower it for a year. They may come out and say, well, we might raise three or four times. I still think that'll only cause day trading selling, and the next thing you know, the market's right back up. Now, as we look at the daily chart of the futures, it looks like overnight they tried to pull it back to the five-day moving average, currently around 45.80. Now, keep in mind, that is the September futures, not the cash. But we've got a bullish acting daily indicator on the futures. It's confirming, in my opinion, we got a level three bottom in place and the trend is up into next week. Now, I would appreciate the indicator to spread. That's the 5-3-2 slow stochastic. That would then suggest lingering near-term upside momentum. It's not doing that yet. So we need a higher daily close also to say, hey, the market's going higher. Now, in the futures, I also noticed here, they did not go to a new record high or new high for the year, not a record high. But I think it's going to do it. I think the cash is leading the way, and I think the futures are just hesitating here, doing that level four bottom. And the cash may have to dip a little this morning, be in sympathy with the futures. But I got a feeling, at least by tomorrow, if not today, the market's going higher. Now, there are some people forecasting as much as a 1% jump in the futures today once we get the Federal Reserve out of the way. Now that's so short term. What's the predictability of it? I have no idea, but I like the talk. Anyways, I like the thinking, the sentiment, the opinion here. So at any rate, let's give the bulls a chance. I think they're going to put this market higher. Now, in terms of the VIX, granted, in coming months, I can see the VIX moving up into the 20s. But I don't think that means anything. It just means a normal market fluctuating, a few little scares along the way, a few little drops. I don't see any major rise in the VIX until we get well into next year and beyond. I think I saw some breadth studies done last night by a variety of analysts, and I really liked them. Some of them kind of almost looked like a stock market, and it just moved to new highs. And so it's suggesting people are just buying all kinds of stocks. They're just buying all kinds of stocks, money flowing into the market. And then we've also had the discussion that let me first finish with the breadth. The S&P 500 percent stocks, right around 73% above the 200-day moving average, still looking strong, looks like it's going higher during August. So I think that means just more money pumping in, more stocks moving above their 200-day moving average. I think that's a positive scenario here. What else can I say? A lot of discussion that we have seen historical short covering, maybe record short covering. The bears have lost a bundle. They have really blown it. And yesterday, is it Mike Wilson at, now I can't think of the firm. It's not JP Morgan Stanley, I think. Morgan Stanley. Wilson did a pretty good job last year with the bear market, but he stayed bearish too long. Then he flipped bullish, and then he decided that was just a correction. And in a bear market, he flipped back to bearish. Been wrong all year long, okay? And he finally threw in the towel yesterday. So we're seeing more and more people recognizing the fact this is a bull market. I think we got record high. I'm very confident record highs next year. I've said that for many months. I've said that back last year when it was bear market. We'd have record highs by 2024. I've said I want to be reluctant of trying to be overly bullish this year. I'm starting to wonder. We may get a minor record high here. This is looking good. I'm bullish into at least November. Inside of that, I'm bullish into September, and then we'll have a downside fluctuation. And I think we're on the right track that we want to be bullish now into September. Got to warn you, something could still go wrong in the next 2 weeks here to cause a last-minute setback for level two, level one trends and a little more volatility than we'd normally expect for a level three downtrend. But currently, we're saying that is a lower probability, lower confidence forecast. the best forecast is we've already seen the level one, level two correction. It was very shallow. We think that's a sign of a very strong market. Got to be bullish here. I don't know how I will update you today after the Fed Reserve, and I'm not that pleased of my forecasting by the minute from the Fed Reserve into the close, so may not have much of opinion or give much of those super fast signals there. I don't know how much to trust it. But at any rate, here we go. And the Fed is either going to be unchanged, zero or change, or a quarter point higher. And I don't think that really matters. I think what matters is that's third place. Second place would be, what are they actually going to show us in print for their comments for the FOMC board? And then in number one place is, what does Powell say and how does he answer questions? And I think he's going to come out and try to really beat things up. And I don't think it's going to work, but I could be wrong. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future results. By the way, interest rates are still due for a level three top. And it hasn't worked out quite the way I wanted, so it's lowering confidence a little bit. But I think interest rates will be down next week and the stock market will be up next week. The dollar can go up for a while, but it's getting closer to a top, and I'm not that concerned about it, and I'm not concerned of crude oil exploding. It can go up a few more dollars here. I just don't see those outside markets giving us a problem here. Got to remain bullish. Thank you.